the fast and easy way to sell your website. So the big question is, how are entrepreneurs like us who have too much to do and too little time able to build both the business and the life of our dreams? That's the question. And on this podcast, we'll explore the journey to the answer. My name is Brett Ingram, entrepreneur and award-winning product creator. I chose to build a business and have a time for a personal life, and I want to help you do the same. Welcome to Optimize. So maybe you've built a website, maybe you've built multiple websites. And if, especially if they're generating any kind of traffic or they've done any sort of e-commerce sales or maybe any product sales, or particularly if they're aged, so you've had them for a long time, those are sites that have very high marketability and they're very desirable for other people to want to buy them. So if we don't want to deal with them anymore, either because there's things that need to be optimized in them that we just are no longer focused on or interested in, or maybe they're generating some traffic, but we aren't really monetizing it. There are elements of it for one reason or another we don't want to be engaged in anymore. Instead of just letting them sit there, it's far more valuable to be able to sell them off, make some money, and at the same time help somebody else who wants to get into digital marketing but doesn't have a footprint yet. So for me, I actually had a number of sites, and one of the things, I had done various software product launches, and a lot of times I would move on to the next product because I was excited about what I was building as opposed to trying to optimize what I had already built and launched. And so I ultimately started to pile up these sites, and I had in the back of my mind the idea that someday I was going to optimize them all, and then I'd have this great sort of inventory of really cool sites and they'd all be generating. But the reality is, month after month went by, and what I realized was all I was doing was letting these other sites sit there dormantly, and they generate a trickle of sales, but I was using an affiliate marketing model, so they weren't actively generating a lot of sales either. And I didn't really have expertise in SEO or ads or anything like that. So I was bothered by the idea that in the back of my mind, I knew I had these sites that really needed to be optimized, but at the same time, I was never going to be able to get to it. So I eventually decided, wait a minute, what if I were to sell these off and somebody else could benefit because the software has been created, the website's been set up, the sales funnel's been proven to convert. So they're getting a lot of what you need and a lot of what people struggle with when they start. At the same time, it would offload all of that overhead for me. So I would no longer have this on my shoulder thinking, when am I going to ever optimize these? And so whether you have some old sites or whether you've done a site or maybe you just want to generate some cash, if you have any kind of websites, the more traffic or money that they're making, obviously, the more valuable they'll be. But that said, they don't always necessarily need to be generating a lot of revenue because different people will see different things in your site. If you have an aged domain with any kind of SEO traffic or backlinks, that gives them a running head start if they want to do SEO. So people are very good at figuring out when they look at your site what they could do with it to take it to another level. So we don't want to preconceive our ideas about what things are worth or what they aren't. And so there could be a number of reasons we want to cash out. As I said, for me, I just had a bunch of things sitting on my shoulder I knew I was never going to get to. Sometimes maybe you just want to generate some extra money, or you are going in a different direction with a different business model, so you don't want to deal with that other website anymore. And it would be a shame just to let that sort of die on the vine. So I've done exactly that. I've been able to sell multiple sites. Some of them, total range, some of them were new, 1 month old. Has to be at least a month old or you can't sell it. But 1 month old, and some of them were over 2 years old and had just been dormant, hadn't generated any sales in basically a year. And I was able to generate over $200,000 in sales by selling some websites. So I want to share with you how I did that and how you can do it too. Now, the basic steps that we're going to follow here, I'm going to lay out a multi-step plan. It's all pretty simple, but these are the steps that you want to follow. And I've figured this out through trial and error. I started to do it myself, and the first couple that I did were a little bit clunky. I couldn't quite figure stuff out. And then I eventually dialed it down to a process where now if I have another site I need to sell, I know exactly how to do it. And so take it from me, this absolutely works. And in my opinion, is the best way to be able to do it. So the first thing is that we need to be able to find people who are interested in buying our site. Now, if you start doing searches, there are tons of brokers online. There are all these other things. For the most part, those types of services are geared for sites that are going to sell very high double five figures, $50,000 or higher for one site, usually $100,000 or higher. And they're for people who are okay with paying a fee and waiting a lot of time to be able to sell your site. Most of us don't have sites that are going to sell individually for that kind of value. Most of the time, it's going to be a smaller amount. And so the broker type people really don't make a lot of sense unless you have a really high value site. In my opinion, the best place is to go on a marketplace called Flippa, F-L-I-P-P-A. And Flippa is basically like a buying and selling marketplace for websites. It's been around a long time. It's very established. They've evolved through the years. And they have a massive buyer base and a massive seller base. So it's like the number one go-to place if you want to buy or sell websites. And so in my opinion, that's the best, fastest, easiest, cheapest way to sell a website. Again, unless it's a specialty site or some kind of site where you think you're going to generate hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on one site, then you may want to go with an individual broker. Although they offer those services too. So basically the way that it works is there are two ways that you can sell your site. You can sell it as an auction or a classified, and you put your site online, they vet it, and then they'll list it. And then it's open to basically an auction or a period of time where people could search the marketplace and find it. They have all these extra add-on services. Personally, I've never really used them. I use the base service, which isn't very expensive, and I've been able to sell all my sites doing that. So that's the first step. We'll get into a little bit more detail about what to do with that in a minute. The second thing is, once we have a place where we can sell it, we have to think through everything the buyer gets. This is sometimes a challenge because as the site owner, we're so close to it or connected to it that it's very easy to say, well, yeah, you get the website. But if we really stop and we think about it, we start to make a list, what we'll find is there's actually a lot more than that. There'll be digital assets like the logos, the brands, maybe you have a trademark or a patent or any of that kind of stuff. You're going to have all of those things. You're going to have the graphics and editable marketing materials. You're going to have any sort of maybe advertising or social media accounts or lists with buyers or prospects that can all be shared. And you can decide. You don't have to give it all away. But the more value you give to a buyer, the more they're going to be willing to pay and the more interested they're going to be. What most buyers want, and it's important to understand this as a seller, is what most buyers want is a solution that is turnkey. They don't want to come in, have to look at your site and then decide how they're going to rework it and then how they're going to market it. If the stuff is in place and it just isn't optimized, that's music to their ears if there's someone who's a site optimizer, because they'll see that, they'll see it for its potential and they'll be willing to pay you for it more than what you think it's worth because you don't have that skill set or don't want to do that kind of stuff. So all of the assets, lists, customer bases, social media profiles, graphics, digital assets, logos, the website, any of those other things that could be included, we want to make sure that we talk about. Product listings. For me, some of my products were done on JVZoo, so I would actually include the product listing itself. So the affiliates that are attached to that product go with it over to the new buyer. And so they just set up a free account on JVZoo and I'll send the whole product over to them. So then they don't need to shut it all down and reset it. If there's anything else that's included, you want to make sure that we talk about that. Maybe developers, if there are software developers that were involved in it, I'll give you the developer contact. So they already know how the site works. That's very valuable to people because then they know they can get someone who's already familiar with the software if they want to make changes to it or the website. The other thing that we can consider giving the buyer is transition support, right? So for me, what I would always do is I would say, I will set everything up on your hosting and make sure it's all working. I'll test it so you're ready to hit the ground running. And I did that for two reasons. Number one, it gives buyers that don't have technical skill assurance. But the other thing is it actually saves me headaches, because what I don't want to do is give people a zip file of a backup of a website hosting account, have them fumble around and not be able to get it set up, and then complain that I didn't give them what I said I was going to give them. If I set it up on their hosting, it's impossible for them to say it didn't work. Not that people do that. I don't know. I've never experienced it, but I've never taken the chance. So even if I had to pay a developer a couple $100 to do it, what I would do is set it up on their side and do the transition that way so it's ready to rock and roll. That's worth a lot to somebody. Now, again, it depends on the value of the site. If you're selling a site for $300, you're not going to include transition, obviously. But if it's in the multiple thousands, then you can include that. Any other kind of support. One of the things, because we're familiar with the product or the website, that gives people a lot of assurance and confidence is if we offer ongoing support for the product itself if they have any questions. So what if after I get it going, I have a bunch of questions? Okay, I give you 6 months of Skype support. So if you want to reach out to me, then I can answer that. Coaching. If it's something that somebody wants to buy to get into a new industry, I've had people want to get into affiliate marketing. They haven't had any experience. So they would say, what else can I get? And I would say, I'll include 2 60-minute coaching calls where you can ask me whatever you want. And I will share with you the process that I use to get affiliates and things like that. All those things add value. So the site itself might be worth X, but when you add all these other things, it might be worth Y, which is a lot more money. The third thing we want to do is we want to decide our selling method. So this is whether we want to go auction or classified. Now, one area where I don't rely on Flippa is their valuations. So when you put in your website, it's going to come back, ask you a couple questions, and then it's going to spit out a valuation. Sometimes it's given me an evaluation where it was like $1,000 or $2,000, and I went off and sold the site for $15,000. Other times it'll tell me it's worth $287,000, and I sell it for $8,000. Because what it's doing is using a very simple algorithm, and if the site was launched recently and did a good number of sales, they extrapolate that over a year. So they assume it's going to sell the same amount every month over a year, and they assume revenue is stable and recurring. So if you have a one-shot sale like I did with launches where it made a pile of money but then it stopped, the value of that to a buyer is very different than something that's making actively $10,000 a month. There's a big difference between I launched this site a month ago and sold $50,000 on it to I launched a site 12 months ago and sold $5,000 a month. That model, that second model, is worth a lot more because it's showing that it does recurring revenue every single month. And so I don't rely on their valuations, so don't get excited or depressed about that. But we do have to decide whether we want auction or classified. 99% of the time we want auction. Classified is meant for higher ticket sites where there's a little bit more involvement in the sale. It might not be quite as clear, or not everything is visible right there on the site. The dollar value of the sale is too high for someone to put a bid on an auction. No one's gonna bid $150,000 on your site. They're gonna wanna talk to you. They're gonna wanna get to know the site. They're gonna want a lot of information before they're ready to write that kind of a check. If you're talking anything from a few $100 up to 10, 15, 20,000, an auction is perfect because people will bid and they'll bid it up. And then the more bids that you get, the more exciting it gets. And so we have to decide that next. And you can always transition back and forth. But in general, the auction method is the one that we want to go with. We set it for 30 days and then we see how it goes. The fourth step is when we fill out our listing, the great thing is Flippa prompts you for everything you need. So you don't need to think about anything or, oh, geez, what am I? But it's very important that we fill out as much detail in the listing as possible. This is tedious. This is boring. And we don't want to do it because what we want to do is get it up there and get it selling. But the fact is we have to consider it from the buyer's perspective. If there's a bare bones description and a URL, when people go to it, it's not going to seem like it's worth that much. when we start attaching screenshots, videos, graphics, sales and traffic proof of what's going on, or customer testimonials of how much they love the product, or whatever it is, the more sizzle that that description has, the more reason we give people to want to buy it, the higher it's going to sell, the more interest we're going to get. So we want to take the time to do that. And a great sort of million-dollar tip here is search the auction marketplace for sites similar to yours that have sold recently and ones that have sold at the highest value, and look at what they did in their listing and then duplicate that, right? Because that's telling you that got people interested enough and willing to pay that kind of money to be able to do it. And so that is really important. And if we shortcut this step, we absolutely leave money on the table, because serious buyers will not be interested. So we'll get people that are lower end buyers that are just looking for something. They don't even really know what they're doing either. But a savvy buyer that knows what they want and knows how to take our site and convert it into a money train for them, they're going to be the ones that are willing to spend more on it. But in order to do that, they're going to want to know everything up front. And so we also save ourselves a lot of exploratory questions that we're going to receive on it that could have all been answered in the listing. And that is, and that brings me to the fifth point. The fifth point is to be responsive. What happens once you list your site? And it may not happen right away. Sometimes it'll list and it'll be up there for a whole week. You won't hear a crickets, right? Doesn't mean it won't sell. I've had sites that from the first day I listed them started getting hits. I've had sites that I've listed them and within a week they've sold. I've had sites that went the whole 30 days, had a couple of tire kicker questions, and that was it. I relisted them again, and 90 days later they sold. Because what it's important to understand is this is a game of timing. It's all about finding that right buyer at the right time for what we're trying to sell. And so that buyer might not always be sitting by their computer waiting. They might come up with the need right as we're about to list it again. So the timing can be easy and fast, or it can take time. But what inevitably will happen is interested buyers will reach out and they'll open like chats or send messages on your listing, either posting it directly on the listing or sending you direct messages in Flippa. And we want to be very responsive. We want to answer those questions, and we want to agree to do the Zoom calls or the phone calls or whatever method people want to get together with, so we can answer the questions and make them confident in what they're buying. Because when we do, that's where we're going to make our sales. 90% of the sales that I've made have been with people that I've had a conversation with first. 10% I've just listed and somebody bought it. But 90% of the time, people will ask questions, and the more questions they ask and the more nitty-gritty they get, the more interested they are. So while there's tendency to think this person is wasting my time, oftentimes those are the people that end up buying, because they have a lot of questions, but once they have confidence in their answers, then they're ready to buy it. If they weren't serious, they wouldn't waste their time asking all the questions either. So it can be overwhelming and annoying when you're getting the same question from 20 different people and it's over and over again. And that can be clues to stuff you left out of your listings. You can always go back and edit the listing also. But the point is, we have to be very responsive. And we want to respond within 24 hours to all the interest, because otherwise, again, we shrink people's confidence if they don't think we're going to be responsive before they've even bought it. Even someone who's really interested, if we take a week to respond, they start thinking to themselves, if I buy this, what's going to happen? This person's claiming they're going to give me support. I can't even get them to answer a question when I haven't even paid for it yet. So you'll get a lot of tire kickers. You're going to get people that don't know anything about websites, don't know what they're talking about, people that ask ridiculous questions that make no sense. But you're also going to get serious buyers that will ask questions. And so we want to make sure that we answer that and be responsive. The sixth thing is just to be patient. As I said, I've listed sites and they've sold within a week, boom, and that's great. But that's the rarity. Most often, it gets all the way down toward the end of the auction, toward the end of the 30 days, and that's when somebody buys it. 25 days later, 27, 29 days, sometimes the auction ends without a sale, and they didn't reach the reserve minimum, and I've had to relist it. Sometimes I've had to relist it multiple times. But ultimately, if we're patient, we'll get more for what we want. We can also make adjustments to our listing if we don't think we're getting the right buyers. And then the seventh thing is to complete the deal. And just so we're all on the same page, you're totally protected. One of the concerns people have is, well, if I sell a website and I give it, how do I know I'm going to get paid? I only deal with Flippa buyers through escrow. Flippa has a built-in escrow system where the way it works is after the sale, the buyer, you both agree to the terms, the buyer has to put the money in an escrow account that Flippa holds or escrow.com holds. Once they've secured the funds, they let you know, then you transfer the site. Once the site's transferred, you let them know it's been transferred, and then the buyer confirms and they release the money. This way everyone's protected. If they don't pay, you don't transfer. If you transfer and then they don't agree that it's been released, you can provide the screenshots and the proof. They can do a domain lookup and see that it's been transferred and you'll get paid. I've never once had an issue with that. I've only had issues with people being able to fund escrow if they were in a foreign country and for one reason or another, escrow.com was being picky about their money. But other than that, I've never had a problem with it. It works wonders and it protects both the buyer and the seller. So I've sold sites in many different ways to different buyers, sometimes different than what you'd expect. The takeaway here is that if you want to generate cash or just have some sites laying around that you don't want to deal with anymore, offloading them to someone who wants them and getting paid for it at the same time is a win. Flippa has been a great resource for getting real active buyers and is a safe platform that both buyers and sellers can be confident in. Converting underutilized assets like websites into cash is a smart way to finance growth and reduce mental overhead of our digital footprint. Be sure to subscribe so you get every episode and share it with a friend. And until next time, remember, no matter what you want from your business and your life, don't compromise, optimize.